Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Crime Line. My name is Shaquita. I need to advise you this call being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm needing to file for unemployment.
Okay. Are you working part-time or not at all?
I'm not at all.
Okay. What's your social?
I'm 261-811-1797.
Can you verify your first and last name?
LaVonda Robertson.
Your date of birth?
4/21/72.
Your mother's maiden name?
Tranquil.
And your driver license or Alabama state ID number?
Oh, hold on just a second. I'll have to look it up. Let me grab my purse. I'm sorry. It is... Oh. 765-0312.
And are you a male or female?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, not at all.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
12.
And if you approve for benefits, you have option to receive a payment start deposit into your checking success account or Alabama prepaid benefits card.
The prepaid card.
Okay. And what's your primary telephone number?
205-362-1849.
I have 205-362-1849.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your mailing address?
It's 205 Rock, R-O-C-K, Church Drive,
okay.
Talladega.
You said 205.
Rock Church.
R-O-C-K?
Yes, ma'am.
You said Rock Church Drive, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Talladega, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the zip code?
35160.
You said
35160.
35160. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer non-generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Lambeth University, Newberry College, Pepperdine University, University of South Carolina at Lancaster, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Asheville, Aberville, Dalton, Birmingham, or none of the above?
Asheville.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? 1-2, Freedom Union, Nike, Shades of Summer, or none of the above?
None of the above.
According to your driving license, approximately how tall are you? 4 feet and 11 inches. Ma'am?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were asking me to answer that question.
You go ahead.
I don't think how tall I was.
You go ahead.
At 5'2".
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1009 Sandhurst Circle, 2750 County Road 81.
That one.
County Road 81.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did your father receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
busy working in another state other than Alabama with their employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Am I, a civilian? Yeah, I am.
For the federal government as a civilian?
As a what? I'm not understanding your question.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was your last day of work?
It was last Friday was my last day of work.
July 22nd?
Friday, yeah, the Friday before that.
July the 15th?
Yes, around there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I'm sorry?
Since
am I able to work, yes.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security for an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for receiving any money due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than probably 30.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept?
The lowest would be, I would think, at 15.
16 or 15?
15.
Okay. Do you all time work through a union?
No.
And did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
I'm sorry?
Did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
As to when I can work? Or
no, did your employee give you a date to return back to work?
No. They ended my... No, ma'am. They let me go.
Okay. Okay. And what was your job title?
A parts picker.
You say a part sticker?
Yes, parts picker.
Oh, part ticker.
Yes.
Like you get the tickets to people?
No, I pick parts, like for with the sister company of Honda.
Oh. Okay. And what's the name?
P-A-R-T. I'm sorry. Did you? It's P-A-R-T-S, parts.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
N-S-E.
Okay. It wasn't a different name for it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You said?
N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, E as in Elliot.
And what city and state?
It's in Lincoln, Alabama.
New South Express?
I'm sorry?
New South Express?
Yes.
Maybe, but the only way for me to know for sure is if I check to make sure that it is active. I have your...
They're right next door to Honda. They're a sister company of Honda.
Okay, so was it LCC or INC?
I'm not, let me look at their shirt. I'm not really sure what it was. I never really paid that much attention. I just went into work. Let me see if it says on their shirts I have. And what were you asking if it's in, if it's what?
LLC or INC.
George, is it in? I'm not really sure. I know it's we ship them parts, like the parts for their cars and stuff, if that helps any.
Okay, 3 Mary Williams.
I want to say it's LLC, yeah, but I'm not really sure.
Oh, that's why I put it there.
Okay.
They'll know what we're talking about. When was your employee start date when you first started working there?
I was there probably from, 6 weeks. So, I'm not real sure on the start date.
Do you know what month?
Okay, this was 2 months ago. Maybe.
Let me see. It's June. It's July. So June. In May?
I would say July.
Today
the
is
first
July.
Of July. I mean, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
So the first week of May?
Yes, ma'am.
This year, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? A vacation pay, a sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension from this employer?
Am I doing what now?
Have you applied for a pension or received a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working with this company?
They gave me no reason why. They just ended my assignment there. They wouldn't give me a reason why they terminated me. And I was told in the state of Alabama they don't have to.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with payable for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, and your temporary pin for you file your weekly certification this Sunday? Yes, ma'am. This Sunday, starting July 31st, that pin number is 9772.
9772?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when will I know whether I'm going to get, if I'm going to be, getting it or not?
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the application. They will contact you by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also review for work with the Alabama Career Assistance System. Your Career Assistance application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an after Career Assistance application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into Alabama Work www.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek a full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the certification each week could result in lost benefits. Sorry, my head hurt. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're fine, hon.
And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file through the telephone, your telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752.
Okay.
7389. Let me just repeat that number.
752-7389.
Yes, ma'am. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification by telephone or internet on this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This weekly explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to file your disability to result in loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Do you need to repeat the number?
Please, ma'am.
1-800-361-4524.
4524.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ms. Robinson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. So I just call. Well, I call in this Sunday and start calling in every Sunday after that, and I hope and pray that I get it correct, more or less.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope your head gets to feeling a little better, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.